This podcast is a copyrighted production of Radio America and is not intended for broadcast. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donlin in for Maria Bailey, who is traveling overseas right now on a fantastic project I'll tell you about in a minute. But I wanted to welcome you all to another great show of Mom Talk Radio. We have a fabulous lineup of guests for you, and I'll get to that in a minute as well. But first, I'd like to talk about our sponsor, who is Premama. And May, if you didn't know it, is Pregnancy Awareness Month. So it's if you go to pregnancyawareness.org, I believe it is, you can find out all kinds of great information about prenatal health. And one of the sponsors of the show is Premama, and that's their mission is all about prenatal health. So if you are taking a prenatal vitamin currently or trying to decide which one to take or thinking about having a baby, you need to check out Premama. The website is drinkpremama.com, and they're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And it's a prenatal vitamin you drink. You pour this one sleeve of powder per day into a beverage. And typically, it could be a juice or your favorite smoothie. And you put this powder in, and it has all the essential vitamins and minerals that you and your baby need for a healthy pregnancy. So it has vitamin 6 for nausea relief. It has DHA, folic acid, and gentle iron, which is so important during pregnancy. So check it out. Go to drinkpremama.com, and you can even request samples. If you look on the top right of the website, you'll see a little button to request samples. So do yourself a favor. Check out Drink Premama and get rid of those nasty big horse pills that are hard enough to swallow when you're not pregnant. So on to our show. I just wanted to mention really quickly that I was in Disney last week, and summertime is right around the corner. Since it's already mid-May, it's hard to believe. And Disney is obviously does everything well for guests. And if you have a chance this summer and haven't made your vacation plans, you got to check out a Disney park, and especially a Disney water park. It's going to get hot in Florida, and we're very, very lucky that my family's very lucky that Disney's in our backyard. We're in South Florida, but it was such a wonderful experience, and everything, you know, everything's now online, by the way. So, which I didn't realize. I mean, I knew they had these magic bands. So everything's, you're able to pre-plan almost everything. So obviously it's a destination vacation for a lot of families, and it's so worth it. So just wanted to say thanks to the folks at Disney for a wonderful conference last week. And for our show now, we have a great show lineup. Actually, today I think we can call this the book show. We have three authors we're going to talk to about different kinds of books. One is a cartoonist turned children's book author named Scott Cohn, and he'll be talking about his experiences. And he had a book that just debuted a couple of weeks ago. So he's a very new author. So we'll be able to talk to him, and it's in his daddy series. So that'll be a cute perspective on what dads will talk about in a book. And then a mom author is Elizabeth Gorsey, who draws on her daughter for her livisms and inspiration for her books. And she's got a whole series. So we'll talk to her. We'll also actually jump over to sports and games and fitness. So as we hit the summertime, and all our kids are going to be we'll want them to be outside, and they'll want to be outside after being cooped up in school for 9 months. We'll talk to Dr. Graham. He'll talk to us about how to gamify your fitness. And then we'll wrap up the show with another author. Christine Knight is going to talk to us. She has actually four works of fiction and an academic work. And she's going to actually be talking about role models for our girls and young women. So great show lineup. Stay with us, and we'll be right back on Mom Talk Radio to welcome our first guest, Scott Cohn.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
This is Mary and for Maria, and this is our first author we're speaking to today on what I'm calling our book show. I'm pleased to welcome Scott Cohn. Scott is a lifelong doodler, and he has actually Also, I would say you're an entrepreneur, Scott. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You're an artist, obviously, doodler, as you say. And but you started a baby clothes company in Hong Kong, and then you've got you started the Night Agency, very well known digital agency. So what made you think about writing a children's book?
I guess you could say it's a roundabout sort of path that got me to writing children's books. I learned computer-aided design while I was the design director for the baby clothes company in Hong Kong. I went out there to help establish the division for my college roommate's father's lingerie business. So with my, you know, quote-unquote artistic talent, I went out there. I learned the Adobe platform, Photoshop and Illustrator, and I created the logo, packaging, all the assets, even prints for the actual baby clothes. I drew a lot of teddy bears in that time, beach balls, little duckies.
Right.
So, you know, in a sense, you can sort of see the trajectory.
Right.
And then when I moved back, to New York, I met up with some other college buddies, and I had felt that I'd sort of done my run with the baby clothes rag. I parted ways with them, and we're still good friends. I was actually just emailing with him before. He still lives in Hong Kong. And we started the Night Agency, which has now been in business almost 12 years. And it's where I spend every day. And while here, I have managed to, you know, take on certain side creative projects. The first one to actually sort of succeed is the Daddy series,
right,
which was inspired just really by things my daughter said, which I later found out were sort of planted in her head by one of her witty teachers, who had used the phrase "step on a duck" in the past, and my daughter adapted it to "sit on a duck." Which I just thought was hilarious, reminded me of Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack,
right,
when he's entertaining everybody at the big gala, and he's like, oh, somebody step on a duck. which is also one of my favorite movies of all time. So if I was going to sort of homage anything, that would be it for sure. But I just, you know, I sort of took that one thing she said, and I just ran it up the flagpole, so to speak. It made me think about how this little girl sort of perceives her daddy, not just as daddy, but also as another human being that she's cohabitating with, that happens to be aging and shedding and getting fatter and
experiencing
balding.
The human condition, right?
Yeah, all the unwelcome sort of things that come with aging.
Correct.
That, you know, I kind of looked at it as almost like a funny roommate sitcom. And that just sort of planted the seed. And from there, I sort of just imagined, you know, that she must think I'm some kind of an animal. I mean, we have two dogs that are furry and shed and bark and make noises and smell. And, you know, I walk on 2 feet, but, like, we have a lot of those attributes in common.
Right, right.
Unfortunately. And,
are you Oscar,
you know,
to her Felix?
Which was the dirty one, Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah, we're kind of both Oscars. My daughter's a mess as well.
That works.
We're sort of a house of Oscars, just driving my wife crazy. She's the Felix.
Ah, gotcha. So the book is called Daddy Sat on a Duck, and it came out May 5th, which was right in time for Mother's Day. So how did the launch, the release go?
So far, so good. You know, it was a long time coming. I had never published a book before, and I didn't realize that it was such a slow process.
Yes,
so
it is.
The book was actually written almost 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I illustrated it, which took, you know, a few months. There was some, you know, editorial back and forth. And then it was mostly a waiting game. There was some, you know, marketing meetings here and there, but long stretches of nothingness and planning on their side. So the launch, you know, it was kind of an anticlimax, but it was also a relief just to finally have it out there. I actually went into Barnes & Noble just to look and make sure it was actually there. And it was. It was.
Right.
It was a little further back than I would have hoped, but I snuck
so
it up.
So you just moved the books up yourself, right?
I did.
So how much input did your daughter have? You said it was written 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Did your daughter have a lot of, because you wrote it really much, pretty much as an, she was your inspiration. Did she have mm-hmm. input in the process along the way? Or was it like, I've got this idea, I've got it, and I'm done?
She was sort of the catalyst. And then right. I kind of took the ball and ran with it.
Okay.
I tested it on her. I made sure that she laughed at everything.
Right.
And anything that
best audience,
you know, didn't get a chuckle, I went
right.
back and rethought. So she was probably my first editor. But I give her the credit for the idea. And then, you know, from that idea, I kind of just wrote it in like a stream of consciousness.
Yeah, right.
So I wrote it pretty quickly, and it was chuckle-worthy. So mm-hmm. I figured I would just try and draw it. I'm not. You called me an artist before, and I've probably called myself an artist. You know, looking at the books that are out there and the artwork that's been done, I really wouldn't call myself an artist per se. More of a technician. I thought that for the purposes of this book, that I had the chops to tell the story in a way that the visual jokes were sort of punched home in a way mm-hmm. that I imagined them. It was more of a narrative kind of a play than it was like a visually, you know, one of the more visual sort of stimulating books.
Right. So the next you have another book in the Daddy series that's coming mm-hmm. out soon called Daddy Said a Word I Never Heard, which I think that title is adorable. So is that out this year?
Yeah, that is out in November. They got two up front and an option on a third based on,
awesome.
I suppose, how these two do.
They sound adorable. So where can our listeners find Daddy Sat on a Duck? And then I'm assuming in November, Daddy Said a Word I Never Heard.
You can actually find them both already. You can pre-order Daddy Said a Word I Never Heard on Amazon.
Okay.
They're pretty much available at all fine bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the places you might buy books online, Target, Walmart. Yeah,
so thank
just
you.
Type in Daddy Sat on a Duck to Google, and I'm pretty sure I'll pop up.
It'll pop up. Awesome. Well, congratulations on the book, and good luck with the second one, and best of luck for you and actually your two little girls. And the website's called daddysatonaduck.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Sarah Cooksey, a firefighter mom. This is going to be a great story. Stay with us. This is my favorite part of Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary and from Maria, and it's a spotlight on moms. We are talking with Sarah Cooksey, who is the mom of two children, and she blogs at justanothermomstory.com. And she is a mom and a firefighter, as well as a business owner. So a lot on Sarah's plate. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Sarah.
Hey, Mary. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I love what you're doing. You're doing, obviously, the important job of mom, but you're a firefighter, and you're the president of what? Tell us.
I'm actually the president of a company called American Hunter Incorporated, and we started, actually I'm a president of several different things, but American Hunter Incorporated, we started basically manufacturing hunting products. My husband did that several years ago, and fishing products. So I run that business, and then I'm also president of an organization called Guardians of the Ribbon Tallahassee Chapter, and that's a organization that raises money for women that have cancer, any type of cancer, and we keep that local in our community. So I actually have a couple different things going on and juggle
right.
a couple different things.
Yeah. Right. So so what I was looking at was your involvement with the cancer organization, and the website is pinkfiretrucks.org.
Yes, that's the national website because it's a national organization, and then what they do is they drive pink fire trucks all over the nation and go on tour, and then they encourage people to open local chapters within their communities. And so what I did is I opened a local chapter in Tallahassee, and we raise funds for women with cancer or women who have family members that are battling cancer. And with those funds, we support things like treatments at the cancer center or, you know, say they need groceries and they need to buy some groceries, we do that, or, you know, provide funding for ways or just any kind of, you know, issue that they have financially
right.
while they're battling cancer, we try to ease that. And
wow.
we're completely nonprofit, so everybody on the board is all volunteer, and 100%
wow.
of the monies that we raise go towards women's cancer issues.
That's fantastic. Good for you. So if listeners want to help, they can or organize, they can go to pinkfiretrucks.org.
Yeah, that's the national chapter. So if you want to organize a local chapter, you can go there. Our local chapter is listed on Facebook.
Wonderful. So how do you do it all? I am involved, but not that involved. And you work, and firefighters have a typical 24-hour shift, correct?
Right. I work 24/48. My husband is also a firefighter.
Wow.
And I guess I basically do it all by the support that I have outside. I mean, I have very supportive parents. I have a supportive husband, supportive children. I have important role models that I look up to that, you know, can mentor and guide me when I might have a bad day, because we all have those. You know, being a firefighter is a demanding job, and, you know, sometimes we see and do things that are not, you know, they're hard to see and do, and we just do it. But, I mean, you know, my biggest thing, I have a faith in God, and I have a very supportive family, and I just get up every day and keep going, because I feel like that's what I should be doing. And, you know, it's also important for me to be a role model for my children.
So you sound very blessed. What would you say is the best tip you give to another mom who is a working mom who's also very involved in charities as you are, or is thinking about it? What do you say would be your best tip for managing it all?
Man, I just, you know, sometimes it's not one day at a time; it's one moment at a time. And
yes, that's
you know,
true.
It's not easy, and we all juggle many things, and we're all, you know, at the end of the day, we're all moms, and that's the focus on my blog is it's just another mom story. At the end of the day, we're all moms, and we all really need to support each other, whether we're stay-at-home moms, working moms. You know, I also homeschool my kids, so I network with other moms that homeschool. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about being supportive. And I would just say, you know, take one moment at a time if that's what it takes that particular day.
Right.
You know, some days are better than others. And, you know, just keep your chin up and keep going and, you know, be that positive role model. And at the end of the day, your kids look up to you. So you don't have to fill everybody else's mold. Just be the best mom and the best person that you can be. And, you know, you don't have to measure up to everybody else's expectations.
Wow, that's great advice. So we have about 30 seconds. What's your favorite thing to do for you?
I like to get my nails done.
And about
every 2 weeks, I go and take a time out and do that. So
good. That's important because you are so busy. It's important to focus on your me time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anything besides a manicure? You get a mani-pedi?
Yeah, get a mani-pedi, and, you know, I exercise and run. Of course, that's important for my job. And,
oh, right.
You know, that's kind of it. I take time out when I need them, and I think that's, you know, very important. Take a time out when you need it. It's okay to do that.
Well, you're an inspiration to me, and I'm sure our listeners. So, again, your blog is justanothermomstory.com. It's Sarah Cooksey. And the organization she talked about was pinkfiretrucks.org. So check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us.
Thank you. Best
of luck in all your endeavors. We'll be in touch. And when we return on Mom Talk Radio, we'll be joined by Dr. Garth Graham from the Aetna Foundation. We'll be talking about games and fitness. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a podcast from the Radio America Network. Find more podcasts of your favorite shows at radioamerica.org. Mothers of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
It's almost the end of the school year, and whether you're homeschool or your kids are sitting in a desk in a brick and mortar school, it's time to get outside. The temperatures are heating up. Moms and kids want to get outside and play. So our next guest, Dr. Garth Graham, is going to talk about how we can gamify fitness. And Dr. Graham has an MD and a master's in public health and is president of the Aetna Foundation. And the Aetna Foundation actually is a terrific philanthropic group that helps promote and improve the health of people from underserved communities. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Graham.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So let's talk about it. How do we gamify fitness?
Well, you know, we know that about, you know, 95% of kids play video games. And
yes.
We know that, you know, playing video games can certainly contribute to a sedentary lifestyle. What if we did the opposite? What if by engaging kids in video games and similar kinds of activity. We actually help improve their physical fitness and their overall physical activity. And so what we're trying to do is really, you know, work with the community and work with parents to figure out how we can use video games and other kinds of technology that kids are using to actually make them healthier.
Right. So that's a great point, because it's very hard to get that balance in there. So, you know, what's the first step? Do you have a program in place that you're putting out there to parenting groups, or what's your strategy?
Well, a couple of things. So, you know, we're really just going around and talking to, again, your parents and other folks, you know, about some of the things that they can do just as part of their kids' daily lives. So, you know, a couple of things we like to encourage parents to do, allowing your children to play video games that actually encourage movements. So games that use virtual sports or dancing or things or those along those lines are definitely a step in the right direction, as opposed to games that encourage kids just to sit there.
Right.
And so, you know, things like that. Think like a kid, make it fun, you know, make it engaging, but, you know, really make it physically active is one of the main points that we're making.
Right. Actually, my daughter had a friend over the other day, and they were stuck on their, you know, little iPod touches or something, I forget, some direct device. And the other little girl said to my daughter, "Let's do a scavenger hunt." And they took they took their phones and took pictures around the house, and then sent the other one on. Each one took their turn. So I thought, well, that's actually, and that worked. So that gets them up and moving.
You know, and we have to think like kids. You know,
right.
And we have to be able to make a lot of these things fun, because they are. And so, you know, making sure that kids are engaged and that the kinds of things we're encouraging them to do, they actually enjoy, just like what your daughter did. I think, you know, those are kinds of the kind of programmatic things that we're thinking, that we're sponsoring, that we're helping to support as a foundation. But quite frankly, that we believe that are part of, you know, parenting and raising kids in terms of daily life. So just make these things fun, but making sure that they include physical activity.
Right. So what are some other tips you'd give to parents to, you know, keep the video game time either useful or lower in activity, physical activity higher?
Yeah. So, you know, one, like I said before, you know, allowing children to play games that encourage movement. Think like a kid, like I said. Keep an open dialogue between your kids. Talk to your children so that they understand what you're talking about, as well as being able to understand a little bit about the game's subject matter. And then, more importantly, remember that there's a time and place. So keep video games and similar kinds of media really outside of the children's bedrooms to encourage some screen-free time. And so understanding that you know, video games are a part of screen time, and so being able to understand that, you know, at most we like kids to have a couple hours or so, certainly after the age of two, in terms of screen time, but understanding that there is a time and place for everything.
Right. Are there any particular platforms or games that are more like fitness friendly, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have to say, on a personal level, I've started doing Dance Dance Revolution with my and it's embarrassing for me, but it's fun for the kids. And so, you know, there's a lot of fun things that I've seen in terms of my own kind of personal life, and sometimes I'm exhausted afterwards, so. I look at my kids and they look a little tired too, which is a good thing. And so, you know, all of these kinds of things that make you get lost in the moment and lost in kind of the physical activity and the fun of dancing and enjoying yourself are the kinds of things that I think are a good thing or in the right direction.
Right. Well, we got a gaming system for Christmas. My kids did anyway. And there are some games that are certainly more active, and they also encourage competition, healthy competition.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So I watch them play, and I'm thinking, okay, this isn't so bad, because the games where they're just sitting there sedentary and they're hunched over, it just makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's can't be good for them on the longer term, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, that's exactly right. We can just see there that, you know, our kids are getting slower and not being the best that they could be sometimes. And so, you know, it's really just encouraging their creativity and again, you know, their physical activity.
Right, right. So wait, it's etnafoundation.org, and I'm going to spell it because it's AETNA-foundation.org. And what can our listeners find at that website?
Sure. So if you go to our website, you'll see a bunch of different things around, you know, we do a lot of programs around physical activity in general, so you'll be able to see some of the things there. But we also include a lot of tips on how things that people can do to make their own individual lives healthier in terms of how they use technology and make sure technology is the right kinds of technology for them. And so a lot of the things that we've just talked about here for kids, but also for adults, making sure that, you know, the kinds of technology you use can make you healthier if applied to your life in the right way.
Excellent. So thank you so much, Dr. Graham. Again, it's aetnafoundation.org, and that's aetna-foundation.org. We'll have a link to that on Mom Talk Radio coming up this week when we post the archive of this show. And best of luck to you, and good luck with your work with the foundation. It's quite impressive what you all are doing. And when we come back on Mom Talk Radio, we'll talk to our author, Elizabeth Gorsey, who is going to talk about what inspired her. It was basically called Livisms. Let's find out what that is.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
Our next guest is a book author as well. Elizabeth Gorsey has written a book called Going to the Park, and her inspiration is her daughter, Olivia, and we're going to talk to her. And Elizabeth has been creating her entire life with paint, film, and words. And again, her latest book is called Going to the Park. And welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
Let me just back up, because you starred in Footloose, Teen Wolf, and Max Headroom. Really?
Yes. Yes. I used to act in films.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, so you're a celebrity. Yay. So you've gone to books now. You have a daughter, and she was your inspiration. Tell us why.
When she was not even 3 years old, I was driving, and there was a lot of traffic, and I started to make these noises like, oh, my gosh, you know, like that. And from the back seat, I hear her go, "This is silly." And I'm like, who's she talking to? Like, couldn't be me. Of course not. And I see her looking out the window, and she's like, look at those beautiful roses. I'd like to smell those roses. And then she turns back to me, and she says, you need to enjoy. And I'm like, oh, my God, where did you come from? You know, so that started me to record her livisms, I call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I've been recording them, and I was actually going to start the book really do it more like a gift item that was kind of funny with these one-liners, but it didn't work. And I thought a story should be given to it. And I mean, you know, she comes up, she still does. She still comes out with these things for her young age that I'm like, oh my gosh, who taught you that? It wasn't me. You know,
that's
where
funny.
You
know,
that from?
Yeah. My daughter, I was telling you at the break, my daughter is 8. It's the same age. And she had same thing, like just says very wise and profound things. So that's a gift, I think.
And I think it's a gift. And I think this is what my entire book series is about, honoring children's authentic voice, not domesticating them to the point where we feel comfortable because they're smarter than us.
You know,
they know, you know, they know wiser things than us. Like, for instance, unfortunately, my mom is in the hospital. I was upset, and I went into my office room, and I closed the door. And, you know, this seven-year-old comes in, and she hugs me, and she says, I want you to know I'm here for you. And if you need this space and to be alone, that's okay. And, you know, and she's like, Grandma's sitting right here with us now. Whether Grandma's alive or not alive, she'll always be with us. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my, you know, yeah. So this is...
That's
this
amazing.
Is, you know, yeah.
How sweet.
Yes.
Now, do you see that? Is that a voice that you think that came from another family member? Does she take after, let's say, your mother or you or her dad?
No, I think that it's her voice.
It's her authentic voice, yeah.
Her authentic voice, but I think also at a young age, like, you know, I made sure that she expressed herself, whether it be something positive or something that she felt. What her feelings were, what her true feelings were, not that what I wanted her to feel, but, you know, what was in her mind and her heart.
She's now, say, 7 or 8?
7.
This basically has been the inspiration for even more books in the series, correct?
We have 12 books. The next one is called Green is Good, and that will be coming out in September.
Okay.
And Olivia works alongside with all the books. We call her the creative director. Everything gets run by Olivia.
when she talks, does she obviously she started at 3 years old, and she obviously still just delivers a lot of wisdom and advice, right, to anyone? Or does she have to know you to talk to you? Is she easy with strangers and says the same thing to anybody?
You know, it depends the circumstance. Like I hear at school, you know, even when, you know, if a new kid comes in and they're sitting by themselves, she'll go, "Do you want to play? It must be hard for you to be here, you know, not knowing anyone." It's both.
Right.
People she knows
right.
and that she doesn't know.
Right.
And she really likes to help.
What's this oldest saying I know is out of the mouths of babes, right?
Exactly.
Right. So tell us where can our listeners find Going to the Park, and then what's in store coming up with your next books in the series?
You can find Going to the Park at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, locally in L.A. at Skylight Books and at Diesel in Brentwood. And I guess if you search, almost any indie-bound bookstore will have the book in stock. And
right.
next up is it's Green is Good, and that will be launched in September 20th at Diesel's bookstore in Brentwood. And then the next one is either I Don't Wear Jeans, What's in My
okay.
Backpack, mm-hmm. I Know What Time It Is. And there's 12 more books. And we also have a series of videos, sort of, you know, Liv says, like what makes a good teacher, about positivity, about forgiveness, about marriage. She talks about a bunch of different subjects.
Wow. So this is all Livisms in these books. And I'm sure there, you know, are there any other collaborators or just you and your daughter? In other words,
the
basic content.
You know, of course, I have the wonderful illustrator, Kachaya Jacobs, who is amazing.
Oh, great. Okay.
And then I also have, she does the book layout, Robin Mitchell Cranfield, and she's also amazing. So, you know, they bring the image, the words with images alive.
So again, we can find these books on online, correct?
Yes, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's in the stores as well as Barnes & Noble. It's also in many local Los Angeles stores and any indie-bound store across America. And it's now also going to be in Europe soon as well.
Oh, really? Great.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And then, thank you. Yeah, and then it will be all over Europe as well.
Right. So is there a website our listeners can go to find out more about the books and what's coming up and just get some Livisms?
Yes. So it's www.liveonlife.com, but live is LIVONLIFE.com.
Ah, that's a great website. That's a great URL. Very good. So live on life and get your Livisms, people. It sounds great. One last Livism before we go. Do you have any other one more we can talk about?
Oh, God. She would say, if someone looks really pretty, it doesn't mean they are nice. Their outside does not show who they are in the inside.
Oh, wow. That's true. That's awesome.
Your actions will reflect what you will become.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Elizabeth Gorsey. Best of luck to you and your daughter, Olivia, on the book series. And we will definitely post a link to your website that you mentioned, Live On Life. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show with our last guest, Christine Knight. And she'll be talking about how we can provide better role models for girls and young women. To round out Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to introduce author Christine M. Knight. She is an accomplished author, songwriter, public speaker, and a teacher. And I appreciate her calling us, or us calling her, because she is in Australia. And it's probably, what time is it where you are, Christine?
It's 4:00 in the morning.
You want to talk about providing better role models for girls and young women. And is that a fantastic topic? I have two daughters myself. I hate to say this. I sound geographically ignorant. But is there the same media exposure for the role models that are currently out there in Australia as there are in the U.S.?
Yes. And Australia is very much influenced by images that are put out in American media. I think America really leads the world as far as the entertainment and magazine images. And it, over here, it's becoming very much the culture of the looking glass, where what you look like, what size you are, how youthful you are, it's all about image. And women are becoming, and girls in particular, being told that their value is a superficial one. Someone's not going out and saying, your value is superficial, but that's the message that's coming out in everything they see and do.
So what would you say we as parents can do to provide better role models for our girls?
We first off need to think about who role models are. And while we may think of role models as people with outstanding qualities and or high public profiles, the reality is that we all function as role models. Children, teenagers, and even adults learn through observing and modeling others. We adjust our behavior. We all want to fit in. We're herd animals. And in order to belong, we need to follow the codes of behavior and the etiquettes that operate in our society. We don't want to be targeted or we don't want to be unacceptable. So in order to provide better role models, we need to think about everything we say and everything we do, because there are embedded values in it. And if we stand are a silent bystander and we see unacceptable behaviors, by be saying nothing or by not discussing with our children what's acceptable and what's unacceptable, we're really condoning that value. And although we can't control everything that our children are exposed to, and I don't think we would want to either, children need to see what are negative behaviors as much as what are positive behaviors. But what's really important about all the influences now that are really intruding on our children's lives, we really need to consider what they're being exposed to, we need to scrutinize it, and we need to discuss with them the embedded values. And it's not just the active things that are being pushed at them, like, as in some songs, it's the passive values that are being modeled by the world at large. We also need to have really diverse images of women.
Right. Everything you said is really valuable, but the communication, to me, is key.
I agree. And unfortunately, and I'm a mother myself, unfortunately in our hectic world and life, getting their schoolwork done, getting them to and from dancing, singing, skating, whatever it is, their sports, there tends to be a lot of where involved with our children, but perhaps we're not talking to our children in as much critical detail. And I know myself, like with my daughter, we had some friends whose behavior was sometimes questionable, and I didn't want to sort of talk negatively about them, and I didn't. So, but in hindsight, I think I should have said, well, you know, that's drinking heavily, like that's not a good thing.
So what would be one more piece of advice for moms and dads, caregivers for their daughters, and just giving them that moral compass?
You know, it's really like there are many magnetic norths now, and they're pulling the compass in every direction. So there's no one clear north now. For discussion is the most important part, and to look very critically at what everyone's watching and seeing on TV and magazines, and to start and to look at and to talk about women who are significant. In this two-year run-up to your presidential candidates, you have two wonderful women from the two major parties who are wonderful role models. You know, they model commitment to that country, values that their parties represent, irrespective of what your political persuasion is. That's admirable. They demonstrate perseverance and steadfastness and loyalty. And I mean, they're both very admirable women. I think talking about women who, life isn't easy, and I don't think we should bring our girls up to think that it is, but on the same hand, we need to encourage them to see the benefits from, you know, courage.
Thank you so much for joining us, Christine. And your website is christinemknight.com.au. Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, and M, and Knight, like a knight in shining armor. So thank you so much, everyone in the listening audience, for joining us today for another great hour. And please check momtalkradio.com next week for links to all of our guests' appropriate websites. And stay tuned for another great show next week. And Maria will be back behind the mic. Have a great week.